Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
This is The Burt Show.
Pretty much knew it my entire life, but decided not to do anything about it because I thought it was a superpower, man, having like ADD or ADHD. And I used to joke, but it's serious, that I knew I as an adult had it when I went online to take ADD tests, and I sincerely couldn't get through them. I'd be like six questions in, and I'm like, nope, I'm gonna go do something else, right? So that was kind of the, not the first indicator, but certainly I always thought that it would help me in this job, multitasking. I got a lot of things to do over here, so it would really, really help me. Well, over the course of the last couple of years, man, I'm just so sick of the ping-ponging in my head. And if you have ADHD, you know what this is like. It's just that there's no peace up inside that noggin of mine. There is no silence. There is no time where there's not something going through my head. In fact, I've asked other people, let me ask you guys the same question. Is there ever a time where there's nothing going on in your brain?
When I'm asleep. That's it. Really.
Yeah, that's no. The even job. Then for me, man, sometimes.
I don't even know. I mean, I feel like, you know when you get asked a question and you don't know the answer to it? That is the only time it feels like my brain is completely empty, where I'm like, what are words? What's happening? Yeah, it's completely empty in there.
You?
Yeah, I feel like with brain activity, there's always something going on. Like, I don't know how obnoxious or irritating or distracting it is, but yeah, there's always like something going on in there as far as like whatever it's processing, or if I'm just trying to sit and watch a TV show, it's my brain is interacting with something.
I have to sit there with my phone while I'm watching a TV show, not to scroll, but yes, to scroll sometimes, but to watch a TV show. There are so many things that come into my head on like my to-do list that if I don't write them down immediately on my phone, then I'll just have to rewind and watch another scene again, because it's constant over and over and over again. Or if there is any kind of opportunity for silence, I've got like this playlist in my head, and all of a sudden I will get a song stuck in my head, anything to fill the time. Anything. And I'm just tired. I'm just really tired of the pinging. And it's been very frustrating. So I decided to do something as an adult. And these weren't terms we used when I was a kid either. There was no ADHD. There was no ADD when I was growing up. It was Burt, focus. You know, you're not focusing hard enough. Well, at the time, I didn't know I could. But then as I got older, I realized, yeah, this is a thing. So I started to get some therapy for it. And a couple of days ago, it was suggested by my therapist to try Ritalin, which I tried for the very first time while we were doing the show. And that particular medicine is not going to work for me at all. I'm trying it again this morning, but it's just too much of a stimulant. I have got to find one that just doesn't get me so jacked up. And there's even more pinging going on now. My dry mouth. It's like when I take Adderall, honestly, and I've only taken Adderall, I'll be 100% with you, recreationally. Like if I'm tailgating all day and I know I'm going to be drinking beer starting at 10 in the morning, I'll take an Adderall so I can last until whatever it's going to be. But I hate the feeling because I crash at the end of it also. So I can't do stimulants. I can't. And I tried it again this morning and I can feel the same thing. So it's very hard for me to try to get a sentence out, focus on what you guys are saying without me thinking, okay, I need to go run and get some water, or I just can't focus on what you guys are saying.
But I know with certain type of meds, there's an adjustment period. So yeah. What does your doctor say? Because when I first started taking Lexapro, completely different drug we're talking about here, and, you know, completely different ailment we're talking about here. But I had to give it 2 weeks. I had to go through like this sluggish fog for 2 weeks. And just like you, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't function like this. But after 2 weeks, that fog lifted and the drug was doing what it was supposed to do. And it's been fantastic ever since. So what does your doctor say? How much of a grace period do you have to give yourself with this particular medication to see if it is going to be the right fit?
Yeah, the game plan right now was to email him the first day I took it and tell him how I felt. And by the way, I'm only taking 5 milligrams, which is what they usually give a kid. That's how sensitive I am to these kind of medications. 5 milligrams of Ritalin is like nothing. Most adults take like 20 or 30. So I hit him the first day and I said, this is not going to work, man. I feel cracked out. So he said the second day, try 2.5 milligrams, which I did the other day, actually. And it gave me the same thing. And I took even less than that this morning. And I still feel it.
The jitteries?
The jitter. That's exactly what it is. The jitteries. Like I've just taken so much coffee.
Yeah. I was like you're overdosing on caffeine almost.
So I'm going to have to hit him up again after the show to see if there's something else. But I don't think this stimulant is going to work for me at all.
Or your body needs to adjust to it.
Or it needs to adjust to it, yeah. And anybody that's taken any kind of medications also knows that there is a grace period. Yeah. Everybody's body is different. Mm-hmm. So some people hitting me up online were going, you got to try Ritalin. You got to, oh my God, it's a total game changer for me. My body chemistry is just different. Mm-hmm. So giving anybody kind of advice on what's working for you, it doesn't do you any good.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't do you any good at all. It's The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.